Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
B. Rich and Trey. Fellas, it's good to see you guys. Good to have you back in studio. I said when you guys came in, you know, how you doing? Everybody, right now, all Falcon fans have the same look on their face, right? Yeah. You dap somebody up, you give them a pound and a hug, and it's like, man, how you doing? How you doing?
I mean, it's nothing to look forward to right now.
Yeah. It's tough. you know what?
No. We're going to turn this around, guys. You understand the magic in Kirk Cousins' arm.
It's gonna be the Kurt Warner story all over again.
This is a TV movie that Dennis Quaid is gonna play. Kurt. I'm telling you, Carl. Seven, we're gonna make it, baby. It's happening. Who's with me?
Trey, you said you were on the train on the way back, I guess, on Sunday, and you were just talking about the mood. Talk a little bit about this, because this is what Mike and I we discuss this all the time, and this is the part, by the way. I hope that Arthur Blank is seeing this. My guess is, Mike, he's not, because he's not on those trains and he's not leaving the stadium like we are, right? Yeah. He's going out the back and getting in, you know, a nice car and all of that. And I get it. He's the owner. But if he saw what we see,
yes,
when we leave the stadium, I guarantee you he'd be thinking differently about this.
100%. So when I leave the game, I always jump on the train at Vine City. Like, I always come from Hightower. I know it's H.E. Holmes, but you from Atlanta, we call it Hightower. You know what I'm saying? But look, man, when you headed to the train, it's like a bottleneck situation getting on. And everybody's just, you know, kind of piled in the crowd together. And people notice, you know, they see our videos. And just the mood, people are just sick. Like, I mean, like, I have not seen people this angry and sick and really just sad, because people are spending hard-earned money, and not just them. I want to tell you, and I've said it on our show, I met a young guy at the game, at the Washington Commanders game. Young guy came up to me and said, hey, man, I watch you guys on Instagram. Can I take a picture with you? We took a picture. He said, I hope we turn it around this year. He said, because I'm in the 11th grade right now, and the last time the Falcons made the playoffs, I was in the third grade. Now, take that. Think about all the life that happens.
Full circle. Listen to this.
Yes. Think about all the life that happens from third grade to 11th grade. You know what I mean? Like, just think about that. And then this man has not seen the Falcons make the playoffs, and now it's about to be 3rd to 12th, because I just don't see it happening this year. I'm sorry if you feel like I'm being a Debbie Downer. It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And imagine the kids growing up not being Falcon fans because we lose.
Well, that's a whole nother element. I mean, we're all, as adults, frustrated, but you're right. There's a generation of kids who are growing up in Atlanta where the team hasn't been good. They haven't given them a reason to buy in or want to support, except for the parents like us, right, or their uncles or whoever is, you know, around them saying, hey, man, you need to be on these Falcons.
Yes.
And then they're looking at you like, why?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Exactly.
They're like,
yes.
What? So that's a whole nother element. B. Rich and Trey, the Water Boys, in studio with us here on Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, man, last year we're 6-3. We're feeling great. Coming back from that Tampa game, beat the Cowboys. That was another way. We're rolling now.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since, you know, now, as we said, ironically, we're going back to the scene of the crime where Kirk Cousins gets dumped on that arm.
Scene of crime.
And he's not the same guy. But, guys, we got to rely on Cousins, because that's all we got. And in all seriousness, the receiver corps is terrible. You know, where do you guys fall on this? If and when Arthur moves, you want Fontenot gone too with the head coach?
I'm looking at it like this, man. Like, Fontenot has a good eye for free agents. He's brought some good players in. But
not Mooney.
I mean, I'm going to say this. It's time to get rid of everyone. It's time to clean slate. I like Raheem. I bought into it. I remember when you guys came on the show, we was very optimistic about the Falcons. It's nothing to look forward to. Like, not even if Penix is not playing, I don't want to see Kirk. Kirk's gone next year. I have nothing to look forward to when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons. Get rid of everybody. Let's go. Let's get someone that knows what they're doing. I hate to say it, man. Rich McKay's catching a stray on this one, too. Everybody needs to go.
Because he's the constant. Carl and I talked about it the other day. The audience has talked about this. I saw him on the field in Berlin. So there was a football game, and there was Rich McKay on the field. So, like, they get it. The optics guys were so bad. When he was not on – I mean, when we didn't have our general manager on the dais when they fired Arthur Smith and McKay was there, they basically, hold on, I got to get him off this.
Yeah.
Because the perception is that Rich is the – he is the constant. He's Arthur's guy.
Yeah.
When is Arthur going to cut the cord on that? That's the question.
Well, let me say this, too, about the Water Boys. They are from Atlanta.
Yes.
Born and raised. They're fans.
Yes. 1980.
So when you hear them speaking, all right, they're speaking as you, like fans would speak. It's like when we see people in the street. So I just want to put that out there. You may disagree with how they're feeling, but that is part of why the reason we get them on, and we absolutely love them and what they're doing as far as promoting the city and promoting all the personalities and the pop culture and everything that's happening. But I say that to say what you just stated is how a lot of Falcon fans feel. That's just what it is. So if you disagree, so be it. But Mike and I go back and forth on this all the time, and I think as we go through this decision-making process of what's going to happen, who's going to be here, how this is going to shake out, I just feel like the way that you may lose more fans, and you guys tell me how you feel, because I'm looking at Trey right now. Trey's got his Falcon hat on. I had one on earlier today. Mm-hmm. I'm still riding. I'm not 100%. Going away from our team. Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue to rep, and I know it's hard right now. But that's just what it is. But the thing that may take more Falcon fans away from this is if they make the wrong decisions moving forward, right? That, how do you gain us back? How do you get more people going, right. All right, this is something I want to be a part of?
Because like you said, look, if we make the wrong decisions coming off of this, I mean, I don't know where we go. Like, you really are losing a lot of fans. And I had to ask B. Rich one show. And, I mean, it was really a rhetorical question because I think we know the answer to this. I said, what have the Atlanta Falcons done to earn the respect and the loyalty from the fan base? If you break it down, what have they done other than being in the city of Atlanta and being some source of entertainment? It's been bad entertainment more than it's been good entertainment.
Yeah.
And everybody's looking for the thing to change over. We look at all these franchises, all these different players. Why can't we have it? Why can't we have it? And I'm going to be honest, man, when we did have some players, you know what I mean, we still can't get over the hump.
Right.
We still can't get on.
It's the Water Boys guys live in studio. Check out the podcast. Big guests every time they're out there. The thing about this team is you got the constant. We already talked about McKay and Arthur Blank. Arthur's never going to sell the team. It's never going to happen. There is a succession plan. The league mandates it. His son, one of his sons is in place. But the feeling, guys, amongst the fans is what you just talked about leaving the stadium. Not even anger, just futility. Like, where are we going to go with this? You're going to have to start from scratch, a new head coach, a new GM. You know, and maybe the GM looks at Penix and looks at this roster and says, we had a caller yesterday, says, we got some assets we can liquidate. Bijan and Drake would be luxury items. We'll just sell it and start from – that happens? My God, man. There'll be 20,000 people at Mercedes-Benz.
I'm not signing up for that.
I think we can salvage this thing. You guys agree? The right coach, the right man.
Yes.
We have the talent. We were close enough to win all these games we've lost this year, save for the Carolina game.
So to you guys' question, if we had to start over right now, who's your choice for head coach?
Couldn't even tell you right now.
You got to right now.
No, I don't know. Honestly, I mean, seriously. Because here's the thing. Whomever you decide to talk to or bring in, and I said this, has to have full autonomy for the decision-making process. So you can tell me whoever it is you want. What I need to know is that person truly going to have the decision-making in his hands that we need to move forward? As of right now, this is still a committee that is led by some of the names Mike already has mentioned, and that has been part of the problem.
Right.
I think you've got to say, who can you bring in that brings that vision and you give them full autonomy to make those decisions? That's why I'm reluctant to tell you. Like, look, I've heard people say, Dukes, man, you let's go get an experienced guy, Super Bowl winning guy. Mike McCarthy, great, but he has no decision-making power whatsoever if he comes into this exact same situation.
Right.
So you can throw the names out there, you know what I'm saying, B, as much as you want. even some of these names that might sound good, but the problem is the process right now and in the way that we go about this.
I said to Carl yesterday, just from the top, you go to the organizations which have it cooking. I'd pull this two assistant general managers in Philly. That's how I'd start with. And I say, you get it. Rich McKay, you're done. You're out. You have no input on this. And you go back. And guys said, well, who would you hire? Well, if I'm trying to develop Michael Penix Jr., provided he comes back healthy.
Offense. Yeah.
I know it's been a crap year for them this year, but I would go get Cliff Kingsbury.
Offensive guy.
That'd be an interest off the, just off the top of my head.
That's good. Hey, you know, what bothers me the most is that I bought into Raheem Morris. I did.
Well, I think a lot. Look, Mike was hesitant. I think the positive energy that he portrays allows people to say this should be better, but it hasn't.
But when we hired him, I'm like, and it's like the same feeling when he was the interim coach. The team is doing the same exact thing. They're playing tough but losing, you know? So it's like, all right, well, he got a chance to go to the Rams. They won a Super Bowl. He was a big part of it. Maybe he learned something. But he lost at Tampa Bay as a head coach. He lost as interim Falcon coach, and he's losing now. And what I don't like what he said the leader, if it's losing, then he's a loser.
Yeah, he
pretty
said
much.
That. He said that.
I don't want to hear that coming from my coach. I want to hear how you're going to fix it.
No, that's it. But, guys, you also – a coach is only as good as his assistants. Remember, he had to fire Jimmy Lake last year.
That's it.
And I don't think a first-year quarterback – a first-year offensive coordinator working with a rookie quarterback ain't working.
Recipe for disaster.
That's terrible. Now, me, I'm going to be honest. This Trey, y'all. I'm not really on board with getting rid of Terry.
Okay.
I like Terry. Okay. I like some of the moves he made. Yes, he has made some bad moves. There are a lot of gyms who make a lot of bad moves. He has to wear that Kirk Cousins and now the Michael Penix draft. If Penix is like injury prone throughout his career, he has to wear that on his jacket.
Yes.
But he's made a lot of other draft picks. Now, he could have just bombed all those top 10 picks. I mean, he could have easily just bombed. There's a bunch of GMs who do it all the time. And I think when it comes to getting free agents, I think Terry does a good job. Now, where the issue comes in is what you said earlier. Will he have full autonomy? Will he be able to have full control? I don't think he has full control.
Neither do I.
We know he didn't hire Arthur Smith. I mean, he wasn't even hired yet when Arthur Smith got hired. I don't believe he hired Raheem. And if he did, I think they were just trying to save their jaws because Belichick was going to come in and put everybody on the chopping block. And so he just said, let me just go with whatever's going to work. And I'm not sure if some of these draft picks are actually his. Was the Kirk Cousins move?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Who actually he is, or was that something the coach put on the board and he said, okay, well, we'll roll with it. We're doing this collaborative.
God, don't use that phrase.
We're doing collaborative, but like, so I would like to see what it's like if he had, you know what I'm saying, full control. But I mean, if you're going to bring in somebody else who doesn't have full control either, it's going to be a lot of the same.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.